Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. While we've been in hunker down mode, I've been spending a lot of time with our slow cooker. Now, there's something really appropriate about sitting around the house while the kitchen throws off mouth-watering aromas hour after hour. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, one of the most tempting things you can prepare is good old pulled pork. But, of course, you don't have to use a slow cooker.
No, well, you know, I mean, look, this is a great, I think barbecue is one of the truly only American culinary traditions, and mastering the art of making a delicious pulled pork is something that everybody should give a whirl. And actually, it's amazingly easy in my mind to do it.
If you're not going to go get an entire half of a hog and cook it in a pit, opt for something called the shoulder cut or the picnic roast or the Boston butt.
Yeah, I mean, those are actually, you just named a couple of different things. There's the pork butt or Boston butt. That is the top of the shoulder. Then there's the pork shoulder or picnic roast, which is the bottom of the leg. It's actually the foreshank. The preferable cut is the pork butt. It is actually the highest part of the shoulder. And that's what I would recommend to find to make good pulled pork.
Now, you can cook it a number of ways, as I mentioned, the slow cooker. A lot of people have their barbecue grill set up, or you can use a smoker.
It's wet or dry is the way. I mean, when you do it in the slow cooker, that's like braising, and that gives you a very tender. I mean, the idea is to get it tender. I don't have a smoker, and my way to do it is it's a dry rub, which we'll throw the recipe on the website for, and then I put it in a Dutch oven, and I put it in the oven in the evening at 200 degrees and let it go overnight. And in the morning, not only does your house smell great, but you can pull this thing out and it's actually melted away a lot of the fat. So there's a lot of juice in there. And it is literally totally fork tender, rip apart with a couple forks, pulled pork. It's like I said, make the rub it on, throw it in the Dutch oven and go to bed. And in the morning, it's done.
That's really fabulous. Now, the approach that I use was taught to me by my nephew, Doug Martin, who was a chef, and he lived in Asheville, North Carolina, so he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But this involves a rub, a slather, and then some cooking fluid. And the rub is just whatever you want to make. You can salt, pepper, cumin, paprika, garlic, anything that you want to throw in there. And then you make a slather out of mustard, brown sugar, and minced garlic. And you put that over the entire roast, and you put it on a bed of onions, and then you use apple cider vinegar and beer, and you fill it up, but maybe cover 2 inches of the thing. And then you seal it really, really tight with tin foil. And I like to cook it at high for a while and then drop it down to the lowest. And just like you said, let it go. And 8 hours, 10 hours. Not too much.
Low and slow.
And it's so wonderful because the meat stays very moist and you just touch it with a fork and it falls apart. It's great. And what you'll do then is transfer it to a platter and pour on all the barbecue sauce you want. And I guess you'll have some recipes for that.
Of course.
And you have yourself a feast. Give it a try. It's a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.